And on a Friday, that's when Jeff Field, once again, Friday, the hardest working day for Jeff Field, is back in. And we have a little bit of a look at the news that's happened over the week, just kind of refresh ourselves all the way back to Monday.
I love this segment because you often forget what has happened during the week.
Not just often, almost always.
Absolutely. And as I say every week, I literally write down the main stories every day in an old-fashioned notepad.
It is very old-fashioned.
I can't. Yeah, it is. Yes, from Officeworks. Come in here, open up to page one, which is Monday.
Right.
Shall we start
at Let's
Monday?
Kick it off.
All right, Monday. China abolished their presidential term limits, allowing Xi Jinping to rule indefinitely. And Donald Trump came out and said, what a great idea. I don't know whether he was jesting or whether he was serious.
No one can tell anymore.
Who knows? A new report came out showing that millennials are suffering quarter-life crises. A lot of that to do with the fact that, I suppose, employment is not guaranteed for a lot of them. They're working in casual jobs. Unfortunately, and very sadly, most of them will never own a house. So they're dealing with a lot of things, and I'm not surprised to see that report when it did come out. It was sad, but
good bit
not
of journalism
unexpected.
As well. Very interesting to read.
Yeah, mopping up continued after more flooding in northern Queensland. It seems to me like every couple of weeks there's a major weather event somewhere, whether it's Victoria, northern New South Wales, Queensland. It's climate action happening before us right now. A new report showing that Australia ranked as one of the top countries for extinct animals. 29 mammals are now extinct since Australia colonised. That's very disturbing.
That is shocking.
Yep. Tim Wilson tied the knot with his partner, Ryan Bolger. You may remember during the same-sex marriage debate that Tim proposed in Parliament. So, good on them.
Yeah, look, congratulations, Tim.
All right, let's move to Tuesday. 49 people were killed in Kathmandu in a plane crash. Now, the plane approached the airport in the wrong direction, so it was pretty much doomed. That was a terrible tragedy there in Kathmandu. Luke Foley called for a cap on migrants after the Four Corners expose. Now, that was an interesting program. However, to blame it all on the migrants, some people have accused Luke Foley of dog whistling. But he is standing by those comments. He says, Sydney is full, New South Wales is full, so we've got to stop migration. Which sounds very much like what Bob Carr and Dick Smith is saying as well.
Yeah, it's a little shocking.
Anyway. All right, Theresa May says it's highly likely, this was on Tuesday, that Russia was responsible for poisoning a former spy. Of course, that story has moved on. We'll get to that.
Has it ever?
Senior Liberals fear that One Nation could control a hung parliament in New South Wales. That was after a shocking new poll. Well, not a shocking new poll. I wasn't shocked that the Berejiklian government has crashed in the poll 7 points. That is a lot.
That is a lot.
Considering Labor came in and they were really on the nose back in the Eddie Obey days. And people were saying, you know, the coalition's safe for, you know, a decade, whatever. Right now, they're hanging in by a thread if you to look at the latest polls. And One Nation is polling 8% primary, which is incredible.
Now, that is disturbing.
That is very disturbing. On Wednesday, it was another day in the White House. Rex Tillerson was fired via Twitter. We'll move on. New South Wales residents urged to get flu vaccines this year. Now, this is really serious because last year we had a record amount of flu cases.
Yeah, we did, didn't we?
And I'm already seeing it even around the building. There's some people around here that have been off work with the flu.
Well, I'm not calling it flu. I just had a cold, but yep, all right.
Yeah, but they're saying that it's really important, not just for older people, but for everyone to get a vaccine this year because, you know, they're not ruling out that we could have a repeat of last year, if not even worse. There's some pretty serious strains of flu viruses around.
Absolutely. Get the jab if you can.
Absolutely. Stuart Ayres, our sports minister, doubled down on construction of stadia. He said we can chew gum and walk at the same time.
Yeah.
We don't have money for hospitals, trains, what else, aged care, we have money, $2.5 billion for two stadiums.
Yeah, to replace the stadiums we have.
Okay.
All right.
An inquiry has found... oh, yeah, I was having trouble reading my own writing. See, I do scribble this down. An inquiry found that former Melbourne Mayor Robert Doyle did harass female colleagues at several work functions after imbibing a lot of red wine.
Good riddance.
Yesterday, while you were away, tributes to me, this was the story of the week for me, tributes poured in after the death of physicist Stephen Hawking at the age of 76. Of course, he was known for so many things like, you know, the black hole. What a loss, and what an amazing man.
Yeah, incredible mind. Absolutely incredible.
Incredible. Absolutely. I have to read another one of his books.
And don't forget, you know, from his early 20s, he was told constantly he had barely any time left.
1963, wasn't he given 2 years?
Yep.
Yeah, so rest in peace, Stephen Hawking. Also yesterday, Russia, the UK expelled 23 Russian diplomats. And by the way, Russia came out and denied any involvement. So that story is ongoing this morning. Have a listen to our news at 7. Basically, Russia's being condemned by everyone. Germany,
including
France, the United States.
The US. Yeah. That blew my mind.
Absolutely. Peter Dutton came out yesterday saying we need to be more compassionate towards certain refugees, white farmers from South Africa.
Yeah.
He's saying they're being persecuted by the other people in the country. Read into that what you will.
He wants to fast-track visas for them, doesn't he?
Pretty much so. He's been hauled into the African High Commission, who they're outraged, saying that he is persecuting other people in South Africa. You're reading the lines through the lines here.
Oh, look, I thought it was quite interesting because normally, you know, Peter Dutton and Australian politicians are very careful to disguise their racism. It's very unusual for someone to come out and just throw it out there. So, you know.
He said it. I'm reporting what he said. He wants more white farmers. Not farmers, but white farmers. Okay, also yesterday, fears that homelessness will increase as people are moved on because of the Commonwealth Games on the Gold Coast. We're already seeing rough sleepers being moved out. Reminds me of the Sydney Olympics. There was a big clean out of a lot of areas.
Absolutely shocking.
So I don't really... I saw some of them being interviewed. They're literally being kicked out of their little homes, which are cardboard boxes and tents, but they're being moved on to nowhere.
Well, we don't know. That's part of the problem, isn't it?
And you weren't here for this, but I wish you had have been here, Nick. A new report came out yesterday on efficiency of railway stations across the world in developed nations. Now, number one was Grand Central Station in New York, which carries millions of people every year, and it came out number one. Guess what was sitting at the bottom? I'll give you one guess.
Yeah, look, I don't need a guess. It was us, wasn't it?
Sydney Central Station came out at the bottom of developed nations as far as inefficient railway stations go.
Well, and that's okay, because when they do all the renovations, it'll get immediately more efficient straight away, clearly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep, all right.
That was the week that was.
Jeffield, thank you very much.
Thank you.